Hello everyone, my name is Arkis Butler. I'm 23 years old. Today is December 1st, 2018. I'm speaking with my roommate, Nick Sclafani. You know, we roommates. We're recording this interview in Orlando, Florida. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything that you want to say?
No, but thank you for interviewing me. I really appreciate it.
No problem, anytime. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
Yeah, so growing up, I move around a lot. So that's pretty much the basis of my childhood. Just my family, kind of like the income fluctuated a lot. So I mean, I just kind of had to move around from pretty often.
Did you attend like public school, private school?
Yeah, I attended public schools all throughout. Never any charter schools or private schools or anything like that. I live right down the street from one, though, from American Heritage, a pretty big one.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
What were you like as a child?
I was a pretty active kid, always hanging out with friends, playing a lot of sports, staying out of trouble, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Pretty then. Much.
What sports did you play?
Everything, man. Football, baseball, basketball, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we had some tennis rackets, we'd play tennis, whatever we can get our hands on.
Oh, you play tennis?
Yeah, play whatever.
That's pretty cool.
A bowl.
Play tennis too? Oh, you don't want to play me. You don't want to play me. I have a mean curve, you know.
Yeah.
If you can't bowl a 280, then you know you don't want to bowl.
I bowl even 300, so.
Okay. Can you tell me about your grandparents?
So my grandparents, my mom's side, I actually never met them. They both passed away before I was born, so they were pretty young. But as far as my dad's parents, my grandma's probably my best friend. She's awesome, you know. They're definitely a huge inspiration in my life. My grandfather, another huge inspiration in my life, just passed away. Well, not just passed away. It feels like it just happened, but it was actually 2 years ago, December. So actually recently just passed away 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but they were awesome. Huge, huge inspirations in my life. Kind of always, a lot of things I do for them. I want to let them know that they've raised, because they did help raise me tremendously. They've raised a strong young man.
That's pretty cool. You know, sorry for your loss, man.
Thank you.
Like, for real. Have you ever met your great grandparents?
No, I never met any of them. No, never met my great grandparents.
Like, what story? Like, have you heard stories about them from your grandparents?
I met from my dad. You know, I've heard stories. Heard their that she was a killer cook, my grandma. But
that's pretty cool.
And I heard my grandpa was a pretty tough guy. But besides that, not too much.
He was a pretty tough guy.
Yeah. grew up when my dad grew up in Argentina, so he grew up like on a farm over there and stuff like that. But
oh man, that's
yeah.
what made him tough? You know, like, was he, you know,
just a classic tough guy. I don't know, man. I can't tell you much.
Yeah. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life would probably be moving from South Florida up to New Jersey. You know, aside from the cold weather, it was just hard to deal with meeting new people, you know. A lot of family over there I had met only once or twice prior to moving up there. But at least we weren't completely alone. We had some family, you know, but almost pretty much just bouncing around house to house, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's definitely tough, you know, like, cause of culture shock, you know, like, sure. When you go from, you know, sunny weather, 24/7, you know, 7 days a week, year round, and then you go to a place where it's freezing cold, you know, below zero.
In the winter,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. It's just a different set of people, you know, like, Florida is full of, like, mean people, you know, and New York, they have, like, really, really good, like, beholden
stuff. Sometimes, can't say that about everybody.
That is true. And then it's definitely crowded. It's more crowded there than it is here.
So, oh, definitely not. Definitely more crowded in South Florida, I'd say.
Oh, in South Florida than New York?
Than Jersey, for sure.
Than Jersey?
I live in Jersey, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Wow. So did you ever, like, ride, like, in, like, the trains and stuff like that?
I rode on the train only once. When I went to go visit, I rode the train multiple times, because when you visit, you go on vacation, you go to the city more. But when I lived there, I really only made it out to New York City once. Mm-hmm. So the trains aren't as popular in Jersey as they are in the city, New York City.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
So the biggest influence in my life, definitely my dad. It's mainly because, you know, he kind of shows me like how he's a really hardworking guy, and I believe that's kind of what I try to do. I try to be the hardest working guy I can possibly be and provide for my loved ones. Also, just like the amount of, you know, support he can give to people is amazing to me, you know.
That's pretty cool. That's how it is with my mom. You know, she's my inspiration. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you and shaped who you are today?
Positive moments? Yeah, I believe there are. You know, like I kind of, you know, just, this is kind of stuff you don't think about too often, so I can't really pinpoint something right now. And but for sure, I know there have is any time in life is always things that, you know, pave the way for you and keep you in a certain direction that kind of makes you who you are. So I'm a big believer, and I believe things happen for a reason. So all positive and negative things happen for a reason to shape who you are today.
Definitely. Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Same thing, man. I'm sure there are. You know, I'm sure I've messed up, or I've been in situations where I regret. Yeah, well, not regret, but situations where, you know, I feel like I could have avoided, and or even if I couldn't avoid, just that kind of made me better, you know, kind of made me the person I am today.
Yeah, definitely. Life is a process, you know. What are you most grateful for?
Oh, without a doubt, I'm most grateful for my friends, my family, the people who support me every day, and I'm grateful to know. They give me advice, and they kind of keep me on track, you know, and make me see, like, there are better things, you know, than just pursuing your dreams as a money and getting money and stuff like that. Definitely, you know, like, just bigger things in life.
So how would you describe, like, your relationship with your friends, you know?
I'm pretty close for the most part. Definitely over the years, you know, everyone gets busier. So it's harder to maintain that close friendship. As you get older, you have more responsibilities and stuff, you know. So definitely my lesson, but for sure, you know, you always meet new people along the way. Like, I met you, man. So
yeah, that is a crazy story. Yeah. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
I can't even tell you that. I did so much dumb stuff. I did so much dumb stuff in my life. I really can't. You know, I've gotten, like, you know, some trouble in school, but never anything crazy enough to get me expelled or anything like that. It's the dumbest thing I've done in my life. I can't tell you. I've done a lot of stupid stuff, just that teenagers do. But I can't even tell you the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
there have to be a scale on the dumbest. I have to have a scale, and I have to kind of tally it out. Like, oh, I've done that. Should really tell you what's the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, no, like, looking back on it, though, it's like, man, like, we were so, like, childish, you know. Like,
exactly. You know? And that's a part of life, I believe. That's one of the things, one of the positive or negative things that we were talking about earlier that kind of shape who you are. Yeah. Your previous experiences.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any regrets?
No, I don't. I don't see the reason of having regrets when the things that you've done in the past help you be the person you are today. That's true. So I believe, you know, regrets just, you know, kind of hinder you from moving on because you're still holding on to something that no longer can be changed.
That's true.
You know, for sure, there's always things that you're going to regret, not regret, but, you know, because regret, I believe regret is a stronger word, it's a pretty strong word. There's always things that you're going to wish you hadn't done, but you have to move on from it. I believe having regret is holding on to that thing. You know?
That's definitely true. Mm-hmm. How would you like to be remembered?
I like to be remembered as a kind, giving person, someone who always helped others. Cause I do like helping others, and, you know, I definitely believe that I put others in front of myself pretty often, so I want to be remembered for that. And show, like, you know, like, what you do, you know, you get what you put out.
That's true. I'm going to conclude the interview with this last question. What were your expectations coming into this conversation, and did they change?
My expectations coming into this conversation, they did change for sure, because I thought it was more about like situations in the community or school, kind of some simple stuff, but I didn't expect it to be about my life, like a personal kind of interview, which is pretty cool because it really helps me think, because like I said earlier, it's not something I really think about often, my past, but it's pretty cool to think about it, especially and share with that, because you get kind of someone else's perspective on things, so that was really cool. Enjoyed it.
Definitely. It's definitely a cool app to use, Story Corps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was you, I would, consider doing, some research on it, because you can record, because I know that you're being a family and stuff, and, you can record, a conversation with, your parents and stuff, though, so whenever you have kids, you can play that conversation with them, though, so they can see what type of, person or people that your parents were and stuff, and the same vice versa for your kids, Like, whenever they have kids, they can do the same for you or their kids' kids and stuff, So, it's a really cool app, so...
For sure. You
should look into it, though,
For sure will, after this.
All right, cool. Yeah, thank you for the interview, Nick. I really do appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.